10:50. Here's the phrase, a national embarrassment. The headline of the article I'm looking at. No, they're not talking about the issue at City Hall in London. They're talking about something that's absolutely frightening, and that is the potential of some prescription drugs literally to kill you. Cover story, McLean's Magazine, the author of the article, Ann Kingston, joins us this morning. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Andy.
Frightening story.
Well, it's a story. I didn't intend it to be a scary story. I mean, I intended it to be a story that might start a discussion about a topic we don't really talk about very much, which is the sort of the undisclosed and unknown risks of prescription drugs taken, you know, as prescribed.
Tell us the story of Vanessa.
Well, the story of Vanessa Young, it's a sad story. It started, it ended, actually. Her life ended in April of 2000. She was taking a drug, an antacid drug called Prepulsid, and off and on for a little bit over a year. And there were no, sort of, her parents thought of it as a super Rolaids. And one day she simply had a cardiac arrest and died. And her father, Terence Young, who is now a member of Parliament, started looking into this drug and found out that Health Canada, in fact, was aware of some of the risks, particularly in terms of children and babies who were taking the drug. And shortly after Vanessa died in 2000, it was taken off the market in the United States, then by Health Canada. And that sort of kick-started Terence's Young's crusade into greater safety and understanding of the risks of prescription drugs, which, you know, is an important topic for us to understand as Canadians, because our regulatory system is not as strong as others in the world and needs some improvement for sure.
In other words, we are getting some prescription drugs, and have certainly in the past, which can be very, very dangerous, even fatal. And as we saw in the Vanessa case, having not been warned by either the doctor or the pharmacist.
Well, it's very difficult. I mean, there are, you know, the what happened in Vanessa's case, you have to understand the drug she was taking was a blockbuster. It had sales of a billion. It was sold all over the world, and a lot of people took it without any adverse effects. The problem is that the way the drug system works is drugs that come to market are done sort of in concert with the pharmaceutical industry. It's called the user fee model, which means that drug companies pay to have a drug approved, and they also provide the research by which that drug is approved. So that means that the research is clinical trials, which is best case scenario, and it's not really a drug. Is the effects of a drug on the general population, a broad population, is not known. So I think what that, you know, in turn, there's a growing, you know, pressure being put on regulators to have, particularly Health Canada, to disclose more results of clinical trials. Right now, Health Canada doesn't really say anything about the data it gets, which is pretty, that's scary.
So what is it specifically, I've got to move to the bottom line here because of the shortage of time.
Yeah,
what
sure.
Specifically is the national embarrassment?
That there's a lack of transparency about drug regulation. Health Canada, we do not understand the safety of drugs that are brought to market, particularly new drugs. And the warnings of drugs are not plainly stated as they are in the United States. So that we are basically, there's a veil of almost a mystery surrounding drugs, and we need to cut through it.
The fact that they can kill us, literally. I mean, if you, I have said so often that when I watch the ABC News in the evening, half the entertainment is the second half of all the commercials for drugs, because you could get diarrhea for life, your brain could explode, your eyes could fall out, but here's the drug that we recommend.
Yeah, well, all drugs have obviously side effects or risks attached to them. It's just trying to figure out the risk-benefit equation. And the problem is, if you're working with it, the industry wants drugs to come to market. We need to have a regulator that puts up, you know, checks and balances to make sure that these, you know, drugs are screened and the public is aware of the risks.
And who's the bad guy in this story?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a systemic failure, and I'm not going to suggest that, you know, the actual, you know, citizens of Canada shouldn't be more vigilant as well. I think that, you know, the buck stops with Health Canada. They need to answer some questions for sure.
Okay. Health Canada on the top of the list. Who would be number two, our doctors?
Well, I think that doctors are the, you know, mediator, right? But doctors get their information from drug companies. I think what we need, and Terrence Young is pushing for this, is an independent agency that is at arm's length, that's able to assess the system. Because right now, the Health Canada is far too closely in partnership with the drug producers themselves.
And what about the role of pharmacists?
Well, that's a changing one. I mean, I think that pharmacists obviously have to be apprised and part of, you know, brought into the system. There's a battle between who's going to be dispensing drugs happening right now. I think pharmacists have to have a louder voice because they are the ones trained in drug safety, and they need to be sort of working more closely in terms of understanding the warnings that come out from Health Canada about a drug.
Ann Kingston, the author of an article, a cover story in Maclean's magazine, A National Embarrassment. Ann, appreciate you joining us.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. You know, we've talked about Joe in London for a month now. And I want to say Joe is a fine, fine fellow with a great sense of humor. So welcome, Joe Duchesne.
You're
not running for anything, are you?
No, from things maybe, but never... Four things.
See, if you were going to run for mayor, you could just walk around and say, hi, I'm Joe.
Yeah.
Boom, the door would slam. No, I don't know. Maybe they'd hug you. I don't know. I'm just trying to drag you into the political story of the moment.
Yes.
What is on the show today, Joe
Duchesne? Well, Lincoln is in the theaters.
Oh, I'm delighted that you're talking about that. My wife and I said, should we go?